person as a leader, and you can, you know, build on that and feed off the energy to close this one.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing, especially, you know, for a little while. It seemed like we had the game under control. I think we may have gotten a little complacent with maybe the way that the game was going. The power play goals, two of them come kind of quick, and then just not enough to hold the lead. We got to be better once we get the lead.
How do you kind of look at this, though? And, you know, you guys talk about the process and everything like that, and a lot of the things that did go well in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think in our ozone we did. I mean, in their ozone, we did a good job. We created quite a few shots. I mean, I can't remember the shot total, but there was, I think it was like just under 40 shots. So that's a high for us. But in the end, that doesn't matter if you're not going to defend. And those three goals, you know, their power play goal is kind of a seeing eye shot. I don't have too much of a problem with that one. But, you know, the other ones, we just got to tighten up a little bit.
I know it's only four games into the season, but is this sort of game just the urgency has to raise up a little bit?
Yeah, especially when you get the 2-0 lead. The team that we have, the amount of hockey we've played, the amount of, you know, important games we've played, you got to realize that once you get a 2-goal lead, you have to do a better job to defend it. And yeah, we didn't do that tonight.
Did that surprise you?
A little bit. I think, you know, maybe it's early on. But we're not going to make any excuses. You know, we have two hard games coming up, Florida and the Islanders. So I guess it's a chance, you know, to bounce back. But, you know, we got better than we did tonight.
Is it part two, Killer? Try not to get this pattern forming after four games. There's certain parts of the game where you're like, we got to stop it now. We got to turnovers, whatever
it
may be.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I mean, turnovers. You know, I'm trying to think back to the goals, but it's not even that. They had some grade A opportunities, even coming down at the end of the game, some 2-on-1s and stuff like that. And we can't allow that. You know, Vasi's been so good for us, but we can't allow him to have odd man rushes all the time. And a lot of that stems from turnovers and stuff like that, getting out of our D zone. But we'll, you know, it's early on. We're going to fix that.
How much of that getting out of the D zone is maybe getting used to some defensive guys back there?
For sure. I mean, you know, there's guys that we're getting used to, guys that are playing their first games. They did actually a great job. You know, as forwards, we got to help them out. They get stuck on an island sometimes, so we got to help them out and help them. It's a five-man unit when you get out of the D zone.
Thanks, Coach. You all right?
Coach Cooper.